Dear Diary. Hello, and welcome to Dear Diary Keep Out,
a podcast where my wife reads from her teenage diary.
And my husband makes fun of me.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Lauren. Howdy.
Hello there.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I got sent home the other day for an unexplained bruise that formed on my arm.
Mm-hmm. Sent home from work.
Yep. Went to the doctor. I think it might be some sort of infection, so I'm on antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. Which means you can't drink.
Mm-mm.
Or do anything fun.
Mm-mm. Actually, I don't know. I don't know about these antibiotics.
You should probably check.
No, I'm just not going to drink. It's a lot easier.
Fair enough. And you think that might be because you gave blood?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it could be. Basically, they said, if it is what they think it is, then it's probably just some sort of streptococcus that was on my skin that got introduced into my skin.
Because of, yeah. But
because of the blood donation. Or maybe something mm-hmm. else.
But I still give blood to people.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
No. Nope.
You can. I mean, maybe in the future I can.
Of course.
The rest of my family are forbidden.
Yeah.
Forbidden. Well, I've been back at work.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, so that's been good.
Anything fun?
Of course it's fun. It's all fun.
Yeah.
We're making a show, a dance show for children.
Yeah.
To be part of the children's festival program in Edinburgh.
Ooh, that'll be exciting.
Which is going ahead. It's going to be an outdoor performance. But I have heard that it is due to reopen on the 17th of May.
Ooh.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything because it's not like anyone's been rehearsing it. Or mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not like, I don't know what they think can happen. Like, oh, theatres, off you go.
Yeah.
Like, we need some time. Yeah, so I don't know what's going to come of. I don't know what the future holds.
I mean, to be
holds.
Fair, you've had a whole year.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many mm-hmm. things that we could have been doing in that time. I feel like none of us did a thing.
Exactly.
Not a single thing.
Anything else exciting going on in your life?
Well, I guess no, not really.
Not your husband's birthday coming up. Not your anniversary coming mm-hmm. up in which we've booked a restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Fair enough.
I haven't booked anything for your birthday. I don't know if you want to do anything.
Oh, no. I saw that you had scheduled work on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you're off. Somebody's got to make some dollar. Yeah, but maybe when I come home, you'll have cooked a nice meal for your birthday.
Maybe I will have.
Yeah. That sounds nice, babe. Why don't you do that? That'll be a fun treat for you.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and get started.
Ready? Monday, December 16th, 2002. Hi. What an anticlimax. I'll explain about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had a crap day.
Oh, no.
I saw Jonna in assembly sat next to Josephine.
Ooh.
And flirting like hell, and I could have cried. I was with him and Jack at break time, and I was there when he jumped on her back in the corridor.
Oh, no.
Grrr. I have to put up with a lot.
Maybe you don't know the whole story. Maybe he was putting her in a stranglehold.
I don't think he was.
Well,
I mean, also, that's not good, is it? That's not great.
Well, we don't know.
Okay.
You should get more information.
I didn't tell him my answer, but it wasn't like he was asking for it, really. He was at band at lunch, so I was with Jack for most of it. Ellie fancies Sam. OMG, wow. I hope he fancies her too. I only thought she thought he was cute. I had a concert tonight, and Jonna was there, and they all forced me to tell him yes. So I did. But he didn't seem very enthusiastic at all.
Fair enough.
So we're finally going out.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Everybody seems happy about the situation.
No, everyone's, yeah. Everyone's, like, super tired of it.
Yeah.
Or even me and him, apparently. Then Gemma told me that when I went upstairs to get my reindeer,
mm-hmm.
of course, he was wearing Josephine's ring. And he said it was because he fancied her.
Oh, no.
It's this whole thing with her. It pisses me off. I'm going to hug him tomorrow and see his reaction. And if he doesn't want to hug me, I'll just say, what's that fucking problem? Except I didn't actually write fucking mm-hmm. because I put F star star, okay, even in my own diary. What's the effing problem? And ditch him before he spins another one of his crappy excuses.
How dastardly of you. What an evil plan.
Mm-hmm. If it was a perfect world, I wouldn't go out with him at all. I'd have some self-respect and forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is within your power.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
one of the... that is within your power.
Mm.
You're saying in a perfect world, but, like, that's really quite specific to you.
Yeah.
You could... got that within you.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. In the interval, me, Gemma, Kat, James and his friend were messing around in the lift because we're that sad. Gemma was flirting with James's friend to make him jealous. And it was working. He had this look of utter confusement on his face.
Confusion? Confusement?
Oh, yeah. I typed that in and it came up like red underline and I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. No, not confusion. Confusement.
Confusement.
I quite like it, though.
Yeah.
Do you not like it?
Well, I mean, what's the difference between confusion and confusement? There would need to be a reason for the word for me to
right,
say,
okay.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Then. That was definitely confusement, yeah. Not confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still quite like it. I was flirting with James's friend, too. To make Jonna jealous. Not like Jonna was even there. But I can still flirt if he does.
No.
So we're off to a great start. A really solid,
very healthy
beginning of a healthy, healthy relationship.
I remember when we started going to couples therapy, the first thing that Abernath told us was that if you're not flirting with people outside of your relationship, do you really care about each other?
Okay, hold up. What? Who's Abrana?
That's our therapist.
We don't have a
That's our couple's therapist.
We don't...
I've made up for this bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why?
The bit's Abrana? Over. The bit's
why
over.
Abrana?
I don't know. It was a nice name.
Abrana. It sounds like a place. It sounds like a Scottish village.
You think
to be
so?
Fair. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, where are you going on your holiday? Oh, just up to Abernath.
I don't know what an Abernath looks like, though.
No?
Nah, I can't picture anything. It was just...
So our pretend couples therapy is just like a black void?
No, I wouldn't. So do you think Abernath is maybe just, like, the concept of...
What, the concept of therapy?
The concept of therapy, where you go in, you scream your issues at it, and uh-huh. then it consumes them, and you are better. Like, it's the people's understanding of how therapy works. I mean, that's obviously not how real therapy works, but...
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good service. Because instead of us screaming at each other, we're screaming into the void.
Yeah.
You know?
We do scream at each other very often.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I hate your guts.
I love you.
Tuesday, December 17th. How you chicken?
What is that?
That's what I wrote in my diary. How you chicken?
Is that like a cute way of saying hen?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah. It's I'm going to say it's a Yorkshire thing, but I don't want to I don't want to be held to that because I don't want people to tell me I'm wrong.
Well, remember, you can always tweet at Lauren at DDKOpod on Twitter.
Yeah, and tell me I'm wrong. I sorted things out with Jonna first thing this morning.
Oh, I'll sort it then.
It's all down to Kat, really. She told him I was upset with him, and she explained why, because I wouldn't. And he said that he was only messing around when he said he fancied Josephine, and he was sorry. I said that I couldn't tell when he's messing around or not anymore, so he said that he wouldn't do it again. I bet he's lying, but we were okay after that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He was lying. I was waiting for this. I was waiting for Josephine to appear, but I didn't actually remember how early on in our relationship it was.
Yeah.
Day one. I had geography first, then ICT with Oliver. Nothing interesting happened at break. Then I had science. Ashley asked Dave who he'd choose to take on holiday with him out of both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't say. But when Ashley left the room, he said he'd choose me. But I knew that already. I went to drama at lunch, but we didn't do much. I had RE, then art after that. Then theory. Boring.
Oh, no.
I can't remember doing so much music theory.
No?
Is it music theory that I'm talking about? Because I really can't remember doing so much of it.
Could it be religious theory?
Well, but surely I would cover that in RE, like religious education. I don't know. I've just been doing homework all night because I had to do a whole essay for tomorrow. I've managed it, though.
Go on.
That's my excellent time management skills there. I bet I've had plenty of time to get that essay done.
Mm-hmm.
I've managed it, though, with time to go on MSN, too.
Ooh.
But no one interesting was on. I got this email with all these statements on it. Some of them are really tacky, but I love them.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a few? This was like the old... I guess they weren't really memes. People just used to send emails to each other with shit on them.
Yeah.
You know, and then this is, I think, one of those ones that would be
the early days of internet memes.
Yeah. So I think this seems like it was probably started off with someone sending an inspirational quote to someone, mm-hmm. being like, add yours. And then it's gone round and round and round. And some of them are real bad. Some of them are good. I'll share a few.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got love starts with a smile, grows with a kiss, and ends with a tear. Now, I mean, if we break that down as an inspirational quote, doesn't really say a lot.
No, it's
tells us nothing.
Smile, kiss, cry. You know what? I could write that on a wall. I could see that on, you know, kitchen
what,
wall.
Instead of live, laugh, love, yeah. Smile, kiss, cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
There you go.
Don't cry over anyone who won't cry over you. That's fair. That's advice.
Okay.
That's right. More of an like, advice quote.
Yeah.
Good friends are hard to find, mm-hmm. harder to leave, mm-hmm. and impossible to forget. I don't know. I read, like I said, I've been reading my diaries, and some people I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I was over at this person's house. I'm like, I don't remember. So I dispute that one.
Hmm.
The hardest thing to do is watch the person you love someone else.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
I mean, cooking the perfect burrito is also very difficult.
Yeah, you reckon?
Mm.
Is that the hardest thing you can do?
Cooking the world's most perfect burrito?
Yeah.
One that pleases everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll dispute that one instead. Maybe we'll change these up and yeah. we'll resend these out. We're going to start it back up again, but our own version.
Do you know anybody's email anymore?
Except
for work colleagues.
No, it would just be work colleagues, and they probably wouldn't hire me again. These are just the highlights, by the way. There were more, actually. Some people make the world special just by being in it.
So, sure.
Yeah, that's fair. But only to a select group of people.
That doesn't seem like the world is special. It seems that person is special.
They make someone's world special.
Well, that's not what it said, did it?
No, but again, well,
it
these
says
are
it makes
for,
the planet
these,
special.
These are up for edit. When it hurts to look back and you're scared to look ahead, you can look beside you and your best friends will be there.
If there's something scary behind you, you need to be running. Look forward.
But you're scared to look ahead.
But, I mean, either way, you have to.
Yeah, I know. You can look beside you and your best friends will be there, but you're not going to walk along just staring at your friends, are you?
No, please don't do that. Then you're the thing that I'm running away from.
And also, that's what happens when, like, you know, like when, like, you could, you know, when in a movie where someone walks into a road and then a bus comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Good spoilers.
I said in a movie.
Yeah, I know. It happened in several movies.
Yeah, I know. But I know.
I've never heard a worse spoiler than that.
Good friends are like stars. You don't always see them, but you know they are always there.
That can be said about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Good things are like bugs. Or friends are like bugs. You don't always see them, but you know they're always there.
Yeah, you could turn that around and make it real creepy.
Or bugs are like stars. Huh?
Yeah. Hmm. Or like... I mean, it could be anything. There's a lot of things I don't see all the time, but I know is there. Like fish. I don't see fish that often, but I know that they exist.
Deadly germs.
Yeah, bacteria. Mm-hmm. We all know about that now.
Actually, like corona is a virus.
Yeah, right. Don't frown. You never know when someone might be falling in love with your smile.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? This one made me so angry. I was like, this is that some nice guy man who's bashing away at his keyboard typing that because he's just told a girl to smile and she's got angry at him. So no, we don't like that one. Nobody is perfect until you fall in love with them.
Oh man, for some reason, I thought you were going to go Poe Buddy's Nerfect.
Poe Buddy's Nerfect.
Yeah. I got really excited. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, nobody is perfect until you fall in love with them. And then they're still not. No offense, babe.
I am perfect. But I understand that you're not. It's fine.
Most people walk in and out of your life, but only true friends leave footprints in your heart.
You better be wiping your damn feet.
Right? Yeah, this is how, you know, germs and things, as we were just talking about.
What the hell?
Take your damn shoes off.
Why are you in my heart?
In your heart, not on your heart.
Inside my heart. You don't belong there.
Okay, and this is the last one. And actually, I don't want you to... Okay, I'm not going to say anything. This is the last one. Everything is okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. How do you feel about that one?
It doesn't make any sense.
No, I really like it.
What?
I've always really liked this one. Always really liked this one. I feel like it's got me through sometimes.
No.
Because I'm like, oh, shit's not okay right now, which means it's not over. You know? That's what it means.
What are we talking about? Hey, this is some kind of dialectics stuff, almost. Whereas there is no beginning or end with anything. Everything is constantly affecting everything else.
It was just like, I don't know. I've always really liked it.
I know plenty of people, or not personally, but I know of plenty of people who met their end in a shootout with police or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that was not.
Their life ended. Does that mean that was a good shot? That was a good job for them?
Yeah, I guess not everything's okay in the end. I don't know. I liked it.
Sounds like a white person thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, I used to really like that one. Mm-hmm. That got me through some. Mm-hmm.
It's the way you got it tattooed on you.
Mm-hmm, yeah, huge letters on my kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wednesday, December 18th. Hiya. Christmas brings unnecessary stress. I'm sure of it. I'm a middle class mom. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, everybody's coming round. I was getting all worked up over nothing today. I gave Danny her birthday present today and she really liked it. Phew. I got a pair of stripy socks from Minna and they are gorgeous. I love them so much. Okay, so I got to school just as the bell went, so I couldn't find Jonna. But I was with him at break and lunch. And that's when I got frustrated.
Uh-uh.
He just didn't seem to give a damn whether we were going out or not. And he showed me this card from Josephine with a big love heart inside. But it turns out Jack drew that for a laugh.
That seems like a lie.
But also, even if Jack did draw that for a laugh, that's not fair because Jack's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he like making a thing between John and someone else?
I don't think he is. I think he's lying.
So what you're saying, you think Josephine did draw a big heart in the...
Yeah, clearly.
In the thing too.
Yeah.
Thing is, I think that he'd be better off not lying. Because if he'd have said, yeah, she did draw that, isn't it bad?
But I have nothing to do with it.
We're together in there.
Yeah.
That would be way better than him lying, because that means that he feels things too.
Teenage boy, first thing you always do, lie.
Yeah. Grown adult man sometimes.
Mm.
So, yeah, it turns out Jack drew that for a laugh. Yeah. Except we think it's a lie. It would be alright if she was a dog, but she's not. She's really pretty.
She is a human.
She is a human girl, and she's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Jonna had Christmas lunch, but me, Gemma, and Ellie didn't. So we were sat where we normally sit, but they were in the big hall.
So is this smaller than like the Great Hall?
It was pretty big.
Yeah.
It was a big
so
hall.
Is this the Great Hall?
I mean, if the Great Hall would be like decorated with just like lino floor and you know those like those
the flying chandeliers?
No. You know those like almost like polystyrene-y tiles on the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
If the Great Hall was decorated like that, then yeah, maybe. Josephine was in the queue for lunch, and I looked at her once.
Lunch or dinner? You keep using these interchangeably.
Yeah, they are interchangeable.
They are not.
Yes,
they're
they
two
are.
Different meals.
It depends, because if you have lunch at, let's say, noonish, if you call that lunch, then you have dinner later in the day. If you have dinner at that time, then you call it tea later on. So there you go.
Yeah, no, I understand. I also live in Scotland. But it's just, it doesn't make sense because there already is a word for that. And tea is already a word for a thing. So it just doesn't make as much sense.
Look, I perfectly understand what I'm talking about. So, well, this is a you problem. Josephine was in the queue for lunch and dinner. And I looked at her once and she gave me the dirtiest look.
Ooh.
So I looked back to check I wasn't imagining it. And she did it again.
Oh.
I'm sure of it.
Maybe it's just because you keep looking at her.
Well, I had to check if she was actually glaring at me.
Just stop looking at her.
But she's so pretty and not a dog. Well, I'm sorry, Missy, but I've got him, not you. So feck off.
Feck off?
Yeah. Not a typo, that's what I wrote.
No.
We went to find him, and then we were sat together in the social area. And he was messing around doing the yawn thing where they put their arm around your back. And he was flirting loads. And it made me feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Sam knows who Ellie is. And he says she's all right.
Okay.
For a lad, I think that's a compliment. I was talking to Tom on MSN later. And he went psycho on me again. He was dissing himself first, saying no one would care if he died. Which I can kind of handle if I persuade him that's not true. But then he goes a different kind of psycho. He was saying all this corny stuff, like people say in films before they die. Like, I'll never forget what you gave to me. Be happy. Give him what you gave to me and he'll be happy. Have fun. Sounds like he got hold of that email list that was going around. Stuff like that I can't handle. He sounded bad. Really bad and suicidal kind of bad. I'll just have to tell myself he's attention seeking because I know he must be really, but I'm still panicking a bit. Better to have loved and lost.
Oh my god.
Wait. No, wait. Better to have loved and lost than to live with a psycho for the rest of your life. What? I'm funny.
I love you.
Thursday, December 19th. Hiya. Good day today, even though I've been told quite a bit of bad stuff. Tom isn't dead, which is good.
Okay.
I'm happy about that. I saw him at break when Gemma was handing out jelly babies to him and Sam and James. I gave Jonna his present, but he hasn't got me one yet.
There you go.
At lunch, Danny says to me, I think you should rethink your decision, you know. He's just messing you around. Then Ellie started, and Gemma. But Gemma and Ellie did say they were only warning me, but Danny was saying I should dump him.
Mm-hmm.
How rude. I was seriously pissed off, but I left the lads to play football and went to lunch with them. I sat with Gemma, who had now changed her tune to, "Don't give up." Probably just because he felt guilty. I didn't mention it at first, but when we went back into the social area, I just said to him, I need a hug, and gave him this big hug. Then we just stood there with our foreheads together and arms around each other.
Aww.
And as I explained about Danny, it was the best hug you can ever imagine. Loads of people were going past, going, ooh, Jonna, and making snide comments. But I didn't care.
Mm, good.
Because it's the best hug I've had for a long time.
Good.
Jonna doesn't like Danny at all now. Oops. I told him not to be nasty about her, but he said, she doesn't like me, so why should I be nice to her? He also asked if I'd been glaring at Josephine. Because she said that me and all my friends had been glaring at her yesterday, and she wanted to come up and bitch slap me.
Mm.
Well, I'm sorry. But she must have been looking at me to know I was looking at her, bitch. We were playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in Food Tech.
Okay.
It's like nearly Christmas is when you don't do any work. Then we were on the computers in maths. Dan asked me if I cut my wrists in year 8, and that's why I wore all those bangles, because Lee told him that Mel told him that. What a bitch, and what a fucking lie.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lie, but I did used to wear bangles from my wrist to my elbow.
Yeah.
Until I got told off one day.
Why did you get told off?
Because the head teacher saw me.
What?
The head teacher saw them, and he said, not at school, please.
Well, it doesn't really sound like a telling off.
Yeah, but he was a scary man, and he was small, and he looked like the devil. He had a really pointy little beardy thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, we barely ever saw him, so he was kind of mysterious, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I used to wear a lot of bangles. It was a bit much. Mm-hmm. It was a bit extra. But, you know, I was a child.
You are a bit extra.
Mm-hmm. Friday, December 20th. Hi, I've had the best day.
Ooh.
Well, not the best day.
Oh, so why did you lie?
To make it the best day, Jonna would have had to be here, because he wasn't. He said he would be, but he wasn't. Apart from that, I had a wicked day. Maybe you need to realize that you actually had a... You've been having real shitty days.
Mm.
You take Jonna away and you've had a great day. Just think about that. Yeah. Don't think this would have been better with him. Think.
If he was here, this probably would have been ruined.
I had a great day today. It was the showcase in the morning and it was ace. So every year at Christmas, we had a Christmas showcase at school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically, I think it was a half day at school. So yeah, it was just the showcase in the morning and then everyone went home. But it was just bands and things and whatnot, and it was really good. It started with these people doing rock and roll dancing.
What is rock and roll dancing?
rock and roll dancing. Mm-hmm. It's like a 50s style kind of skirts, kind of Lindy Hoppy, but not
poodle skirts and stuff like that.
Like Lindy Hoppy, sort of. No. You know what I mean? Like 50s style. So with these people doing rock and roll dancing, wearing these red skirts and tops trimmed with white fluff, very Christmassy, basically like Mean Girls,
yeah,
but not sexy. I hope. There were loads of bands who were really good, and Daryl sang a song, and she was amazing. She has the best voice. The ballet.
Ballet?
Yeah. The ballet versus tap dance was amazing. I wish I could dance like her. She was brilliant. But
which one?
The ballet dancer. Although, I'm not sure, because now I'm thinking about it. Because I only speak about one person. I think she was doing like...
both bits?
I think she was doing both bits.
Yeah, probably.
She was brilliant, but so, so thin. You could see all her bones on her back, and it was weird. She was a proper dancer, though. Mm-hmm. I think, like, she was going to, like, go on to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to end up like that. No danger. There was a Christina Aguilera dance, which Fran was in. It was really good, but the singer wasn't very good.
Oh, no.
It wasn't the actual Christina Aguilera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just before the end, there were 7 teachers, including my form teacher, who did S Club Seniors. OMG, it was so funny. They had t-shirts and everything. He's never going to live that down. That's what I do love about when you're a kid and you think that teachers are really embarrassing yourselves, and then you realize, like, as you grow up to be an adult,
they're
you're
making
like,
fun of you.
They're making fun of you. They're having a great time, and they, like, are not embarrassed at all. But you think that they've just, like, mortified themselves. Another band did School's Out by Alice Cooper, and then it was the end. Oh, Gemma's monologue was really good. She was the only one you could hear. All my class had pink hair today, because someone brought some hairspray in, and all the lads did their fringes. They didn't need to spray my hair. I already have pink tips, if you recall my aesthetic. At lunch, I ate with Gemma, and then I confronted Mel. She completely denied it, obviously. At the end of school, Lizzie came up to me and says, "It's all Mel who's spreading shit about you, not Lee." The problem was, Mel was standing right behind her at the time. I don't know who to believe now, but as long as it doesn't go around the whole school, I don't care. I've got Jonna to hug if I'm upset. That hug. OMG.
No.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Mm.
I didn't have a key, so I waited for an hour outside my house after school, after saying bye to loads of people. I went to Sarah's about 4 o'clock with Gemma, Robin, and Emma. It was wicked, except that me and Gemma had a big bitch fight, which started off as a joke but got nasty. It turned from a friendly pillow fight to hit you with all my strength, scratching, biting fight.
Weren't you just saying the other day that girls don't have pillow fights and stuff like that?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I remember.
So, in fact, you have lied.
No, what I said was we were watching a film and there was the group of teenage girls and they were sitting around in their underwear with each other. I said, that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
Okay.
But maybe, I guess pillow fights might happen. I don't know. But it's not like a bedtime pillow fight because it's like 4 p.m.
It's not.
Okay. I'm just saying. We made up though, as we always do. And talked on the phone for ages when I got back home. I was talking to Ellie for ages too, because Sam has asked her out.
Ooh.
As was expected, seeing as every lad seems to be falling at her feet. Except my Jonna.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what to do because she's still going out with Josh. Decisions, decisions.
Sounds difficult.
Well, I mean, let's see what happens. Saturday, December 21st. She's going out with Sam.
There you go.
It doesn't seem like it was that hard a decision. Good choice, I think. Her and Danny have just texted me, and they called me because I'm really bored. It's been a totally boring day. And I miss Jonah. I haven't actually been apart from him for more than a day. Because I used to see him on a Saturday morning at band. Of course, there was that long space of time when I didn't know him at all.
Mm-hmm.
God knows how I survived then.
Yeah.
But now I haven't seen him for 2 whole days, and I've got a week until I see his gorgeous face again.
Gorge?
No, gorgeous. I've matured now.
Oh, have you?
I've got a boyfriend. I don't care what anyone says. I'm keeping this one.
Are you?
And that's why Jonah lives in our closet now.
I was wondering who that was.
Yeah. Ellie and Danny saw Sam in town with Tom, James, and Simon. I wish I'd been invited. I'm glad she's going out with Sam. I mean, he's not cute at all. And God knows what she sees in him. Except for the fact he's absolutely hilarious. But now I'm not the only couple. Well, we're not the only couple.
Yeah, it's a weird way to say that.
What?
I'm not the only couple.
It is all about me. I haven't done anything interesting today at all, except mope about, because I'm starting to get Christmas blues. Oh. I don't know why, I just feel down. I'm very bored and missing people already. I can't wait until the 28th. Woohoo! John is coming over.
Is he though?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember. I think so. I have some wicked dares planned, but I need to think of some more. I've been on MSN tonight and still no Jonna. Sad face times infinity. Tom wanted to marry me. As if. I'm marrying Dave, then running off with Jonna and Dave's money. Good plans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what my theory is?
What?
And this is what's making me down. Well, I'm more like Tom than people think. And I dumped him for Jonna. And what if the cycle started all over again? Jonna dumps me for some biatch like Josephine.
Mm.
And then I go suicidal. Figures. Okay, Sunday, December 22nd. Hi, it's actually 12:45 a.m. Monday morning. Because we only got back from Lord of the Rings at 12:20. Me, Mum, and Dad went to Melton Mowbray for this silver wedding anniversary party today. Kieran was at work. They were all dead posh and all spiffing, Daddy has a yacht. I felt really Yorkshire, even though I'm not.
I mean, you are.
Well, I didn't, but growing up, everyone said that I didn't have, everyone called me posh because they said that I didn't sound like Yorkshire.
Hmm.
But obviously, when I stepped foot outside of Yorkshire, I seem really Yorkshire.
Hmm.
We got back from that at 5 p.m. So sorry, what kind of party? Like, I think that it's quite a, I think it's quite a drive to Melton Mowbray.
Mm-hmm.
We're literally back from this party at 5 p.m. What? And we went in the morning, like, mm-mm. I don't know what, this is weird. It's some, like, yeah, some fucking weird posh people party. We got back from that at 5 p.m. and then at 7 we set off to see Lord of the Rings. Yay. It was ace. Not as good as the last one, I don't think, but still good. There was loads of fighting and less plot in this one. I can't wait until the third one. I wish that I could have been watching it with Jonna, though, on the back seat. And that's it.
All right. So?
It's Christmas! I'm excited.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me excited for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a little ways.
We've got until next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it just reminds me, like, Christmas did actually used to be pretty fun and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really that fun and awesome anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is when we do things like if we go see your family, because there's, like, kids and stuff. But, I mean.
We had a good Christmas dinner this year.
Did we?
Yeah, we had COVID. And then I had to go work.
Oh my God, did we have... Oh, yeah. We had COVID... No, it was like the week leading up to and you were... Yeah, you did you my start fir- again on Christmas Day?
Yeah, my first day back was Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. What did I do for Christmas? I made sure we got the Radio Times.
I bought the Radio Times, yep.
Yeah. At my insistence, so I made sure that we had it. I think I watched like the usual things, like Top of the Pops I always have to watch on Christmas Day. Probs watched The Snowman.
What about The Snow Dog?
Yeah, probably The Snowman and The Snow Dog as well. Yeah. Totally, yeah. It was a real uneventful day. But then, it used to be the shit, man. Christmas used to be the shit.
Yeah? You mean when you used to get a whole bunch of presents?
Yeah, we used to have... Did you used to have... Like, we used to get our presents in pillowcases. Did you?
No, we used wrapping paper.
No. I didn't mean they were... The presents were wrapped. But we didn't, like, put them...
By the chimney with care?
Under the tree. We just got... They were stuffed inside a pillowcase. And then we'd go into Mum and Dad's room and open them in there.
No, ours would be just under the tree. Some of them were, like, hidden, like, in the tree or, like, in the living room. Or...
Oh, yeah? Mm. No, I remember those days. Those was good old days.
Okay. Your teeth whistled twice.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that, everyone. It's because I was saying like a really old person sentiment, so my mouth knew to react the way that, you know, that sound like an old person's mouth, like a creepy old grandma, grandpa.
I love you.
Either.
All right, you ready then?
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Our theme music was created by our good friend David A. Pollock. If you like what you hear, please head over to his Spotify.
Our logo was designed by another talented friend of ours, Simon Grove. You can see his stuff at simongrovedesign.co.uk.
Feel free to reach out to us. You can get in touch a number of ways. Our website is ddko.co.uk. You can go there to communicate with us or other fans. We'd love to hear from you.
And if you do head over there, you'll find a link to a Spotify playlist we made, which is basically all the amazing music I loved when I was a teenager, and to be honest, still do.
My email is sean@ddko.co.uk.
Mine is lauren@ddko.co.uk. Please tell your pals if you've enjoyed it, and remember to review and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
And look out for Dear Diary. Keep out on. Thanks. Stay safe.
And don't forget to write your diary. Keep out.